Outdoors, Saturday morning radio on the mightiest 790 KFGO. One of, by the way, the greatest radio stations in these United States of America. Jeff Katzer, our guest. He is sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. I was up at Devil's Lake last weekend to check out the Warrior Boats Ride and Drive weekend. Jeff, I haven't really heard any reports as to what that was like. Did you have some folks come up and try the boats and check things out?
We did. We were pretty busy all day. Even got to sell a couple of nice boats. The Avalon pontoon line is going absolutely crazy here. And, of course, we have Warrior Boats and Pat Kovach out of Moorhead there. He brought up one of his boats. We worked together with Pat quite a bit, so we were able to help him out. We were able to sell a few. It was a good, good time. Plus that, the weather was absolutely outstanding. And now, I don't know if you saw this when you were here. I don't know if we talked about it. We have our tiki bar ready to rock and roll now.
Yes, I did see that. Yes, Kyle Blanchfield, the proprietor of Woodland Resort, pointed that out to me. It's ready to go. Were people taking advantage?
Oh, it was jam-packed. It was a great, great thing. I don't know if anybody follows on Facebook. We put a lot of pictures on there. So that's just another thing we got going. And, of course, don't forget, we're doing the big multi-million-dollar expansion starting in September. So we'll have a lot of stuff going on then.
That's quite a I knew it was going to be big, you know, when I heard the numbers that it was going to – how much it was going to cost to get this thing done. But Kyle Blanchfield showed me the actual, you know, artist rendering of what it's going to look like. This is a big, big deal. This is a huge expansion.
This is a monster expansion. Our new bait shop should, you know, and everybody kind of goes, when you say this, it'll look like a mini Cabela's. It's going to have really, really tall ceilings like that and a really big fireplace inside where everybody can come in the winter or whenever and just have some coffee and sit around, and the Wi-Fi and the whole ball of wax will be right there. And then there'll be an area so I can throw a couple Warrior boats inside, and we'll have a little indoor showroom with that. And of course, our bait shop is going to go three times the size it is now. We have a pretty good sized bait shop now. We have exactly what you need, but now we're going to have stuff you don't even need that you didn't even know you needed. We're going to have, when you walk in, you're going to go, oh my God, I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
And I didn't even know that existed.
Exactly.
And I want three of them right now.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So it's going to be phenomenal. They said 7 months, they'll have it done. Of course, we'll have a lot more lodging. And between the bait shop, the showroom, and all the lodging, I think it's really going to be, it's exciting. And where they're going to put it is overlooking our marina. So how cool is that going to be, to sit on your balcony and overlook the marina?
I've already asked Kyle Blanchfield for my own office from which to broadcast, my own little broadcast studio at Woodland Resort. So I'm.
Yeah. Did you hear about that? It's going to be my office that you get to have when you're here.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be you can hang your perch on my wall.
I could. You guided me to catch it. So it's basically your perch. So I'll just hang it on your wall. It's fantastic.
There you go. Exactly. So yeah, we're pretty excited for that, you know, and everything. You know, since I moved here 5 years ago, this is a crazy town. It's just a happening, building place. And the fishing and hunting is like no other place I've ever been to. And I fished a lot of the southern and eastern states, let me tell you, on tour. But this is really a crazy, growing town with an excellent, excellent fishery.
You know, you mentioned that some of your guides, Tom Backer, brought in some of those jumbo perch, Jeff, just pulling, you know, spinners or pulling crawlers around or whatever it might be. If people are doing that, let's say I'm up there with my buddies next weekend, okay? And we're trolling around, and we start catching a couple of perch here and there, somewhat in the same area. Would it be wise to maybe try to pull over and drop an anchor and throw out a couple of bobbers or a couple of jigs down and try to catch perch in that same spot? Or when they're in that shallow water, are they just kind of one here, one there?
Nope, you're exactly correct. Remember back when we always talk about this, when you and I did AKA bass fishing / walleye style? Well, that's exactly it. If you run into a one or two or three perch, well, not one, but I would say two or three perch in a very small area, spin the boat around, put the anchors down. If you have minnows, great. That's going to be your best bet to get those. Use a very small, just panfish little hooks, you know? And then you want to use maybe a leech too. Throw a couple bobbers out, see how that is. If you've got a very, very, like a one or a two-inch like an auger tail, any kind of white or chartreuse, either it's gulp or whatever, just a real small tail like that. Throw out a couple, like 16-ounce jigs with those on, and you should be able to get into them. I know they killed them last year doing that on a few separate occasions. The same thing you just said, pulled spinners till you found them, and then they just set up on them with bobbers and leeches or bobbers and minnows with really, really small hooks, and they really killed them.
Because that intrigues me. I know that everybody wants to catch walleyes, and certainly I like to catch walleyes too, but you know, there's been days where, fortunately, you can catch a whole bunch of walleyes in a fairly short amount of time, and so it'd be kind of fun to be able to spend some time trying to find those jumbo perch, because I still get as big of a thrill out of catching a 12-inch perch as I do out of darn near catching any other fish. It's just a blast. It's fun.
Yeah, like a 12-inch perch to me is like a 24-inch walleye. You know, I mean, it really is. It's like, oh my God, look at that one, you know? And it just is. And, you know, last year we really did nail them. I mean, Zippy and Tom and Nick, I mean, they all had almost limits of perch on a couple of different occasions when I wasn't out. And, boy, and let me tell you, they're not that small either. They're all in that 10 to 12 to 13-inch range. So what a great time. And I can't wait to see how it's going to fare out. We talked about it last spring, and I forgot what biologist you had on. He absolutely hit it on the head. I don't know if you remember who that was. I'd love to get another update from him, if possible, throughout the next couple of weeks, see what they're thinking.
Yep, no doubt. So how long is this spinner bite going to last? Are we the rest of the summer now? Are we looking at pulling spinners and doing things like that, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. I'll do this all year round. I'm still going to be bobber fishing till or after the 4th of July, because there's other areas on the lake that are still cooler than the back bays we've been into and other smaller lakes and things like that. And it's going to go, I mean, bobber fishing for sure until the 4th, and then I will do spinners all the way through till I start bird hunting, and that's or pulling crankbaits. Spinners to me is a little bit more fun for clients because you kind of hang on to the rod, and we pump them a little bit here and there instead of just putting them in a rod holder and kind of sitting like blah. You know? We try to have a little fun.
And you can feel the fish bite. You can mm-hmm. start to discern, oh, that might be a northern. Oh, that's probably a walleye. And it's just a fun way to fish. You can feel more things going on. Super. All right, Jeffrey, thank you as always. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you soon. Hopefully you'll be able to meet my buddies I bring up from the cities. Maybe we can even spend a couple of hours fishing together.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan. Just get a hold of me and let me know. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you, sir. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, sponsored by Warrior Boats, Melrose, Minnesota. Going to take a break. When we return, Corey Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. It is his turn next on Mike McFeely Outdoors. Don't go away. He can't even bait a hook.